Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I give you a very warm welcome to church this morning. Start off by saying happy Christmas to you all. And we pray that as we meet together, we'll rejoice and praise the Lord for his indescribable gift. I want to read just a couple of verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, men will praise God for the obedience and accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the unsurpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And that's why we're here this morning. It talks about giving, and we will have an offering a little later to pass on to others in greater need than us. But we're here this morning to give thanks to God for his indescribable gift. So the choir's going to sing a piece for us, and then we're going to stand to sing, "Oh Come, All Ye Faithful." Stand to sing, "Oh Come All Ye Faithful," joyful and triumphant. pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for such a great morning. We thank you that we come into your house to praise you and to thank you for your indescribable gift. Lord, we don't know why, but we know how. We don't know how, but we know why you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, into this world. We thank you that he came to be our Savior. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that he left the glory of heaven, the worship of angels and archangels, came to earth as a helpless babe. And we thank you he came for us. We thank you he lived a life that's perfect. He grew up and became a man, lived a perfect life, sinless life, showed us the Father, and then in the end allowed wicked men to take him and nail him to a cross. But Lord, it wasn't man's desire, it was God's desire that he should die on a cross, taking the punishment for our sin. And we thank you this morning that as we come into this place, we have cause to rejoice of what has been accomplished because of this morning. So Lord, we thank you for the birth of the Lord Jesus and his death, but we thank you too for his resurrection. We thank you that he's seated today at the right hand of God in heaven. And we thank you this morning that we can come and we can join in the praise and the worship of the choirs in heaven. So Lord, help us as we worship together. Help us to consider what it cost you. And help us, Lord, to praise you and to say thank you for what you have done by giving us your so indescribable gift. So thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. We've got two readings now. Jack and Bethany are going to come and bring us a reading from the Scriptures.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 18, the angel appeared to the shepherds. And there were, in that same country, shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very afraid. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." When the angels had left them, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go into Bethlehem and see these things that have happened, which the angels have told us about." So they hurried off, and they found the babe with Mary and Joseph lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word that had been told them concerning the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the angels told them.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days a decree was sent out by Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Everyone went to his own city to register. So Joseph went up to the city of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he is the house of David. He went to there to register with his wife Mary, who was pledged to be married to his wife and was with a child. While there was the time came for the child to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, she wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn.
Thank you. Now we've got three pieces for us this morning. Evie's going to come and sing Silent Night, and then Laura and Rebecca and Karen will bring us an instrumental, and then the choir will sing I Call Him Lord. Thank you, Evie.
Thank you.
Now we're all going to stand and sing. See amid the winter snow, born for us on earth below, see the Lamb of God appears, promised from eternal years. Going to come up and bring us a reading from Matthew chapter 2, and then we're going to sing another carol, Come and Join the Celebration. Thank you, Ben.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, the visit of the wise men. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who is born, the king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. He called the chief priests and teachers of the law, and inquired of them where the Christ child was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they replied, "for thus it was written by the prophet, 'You Bethlehem in the land of Judea are no by means the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the wise men secretly and asked them at what time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, come and tell me that I may too worship him." After they heard him, the wise men traveled on their way, and the star in the east went before them until it stopped over the place where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced greatly. And when they had entered into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you, Ben. Let's stand to sing. Come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Short and sweet with announcements. First of all, to bid you all a very Merry Christmas. May you have a blessed day wherever you are, whatever you're doing, with whomever you're spending that day. May you enjoy a blessed family day. May the Lord be with us all as we remember his birth this special day. On account of the holidays, there are no midweek meetings, but our services are on as usual next Sunday. No Sunday school, but morning worship at 11:30. And then on New Year's Eve, as it will be next Sunday, we're having our tea service at 5 o'clock, and you're warmly welcome, and family and friends with you, to enjoy a light tea together, and then our evening service together, a service of praise, and the minister bringing a New Year message. So I trust that you will be able to join with us again for worship next Sunday morning and evening both. Today, our offering, as always, is given to a charitable cause, and in this particular year, we're dividing it between the Compassion Organisation and a project they are running for young people in Africa, and Radio Cracker and their chosen project for elderly people, a pensioner's home in Africa. So all of our offering this morning will be gifted across those two worthy causes. And as always, we thank you for your generous giving on all occasions, especially today for these worthy charitable Christian causes. And can I just say finally a very sincere thank you to all who have participated in and contributed to our services over this busy Christmas season. Amidst the busyness of work and home and sickness and illness and coughs and colds and all the rest that are about us at this time of the year, the folks have faithfully contributed as they always do, and it's much appreciated. We're going to sit, we're going to sing. I hope you've still voiced. It's the children's carol. We couldn't meet in Christmas morning and not sing Away in a Manger. Let's sing it through as the offering is uplifted, remaining seated. Number 47. Stand there. It's your call. I'm going to walk about anyway. I'm going to see what everybody got for Christmas, see what Santa brought them. Start with Matthew. Santa bring you anything yet?
Oh, I haven't looked yet, so I don't know.
Bah, humbug. Alison, Santa, you haven't looked yet either? Oh, that's not a bad choice. I don't care. Bethany, what does Santa bring you?
I don't
know yet. Santa?
Don't know yet.
Does this church celebrate Christmas? Noah, what does Santa bring you? What's that?
A bow and arrow.
A what?
A bow and arrow.
A bow and arrow? My goodness. And what does it do? Who are you going to shoot? Have you got any arrows?
No.
You weren't allowed to bring the arrows. That's no good. You can bring it next time. What did you get, Alison?
Just makeup.
Just makeup and stuff? My goodness. And what did you get, Louis? Is this your costume? What is it? What sort of a costume? You got sweets? Did you?
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum. Very good. And what's this costume?
This is Sky.
This is Sky. Ah, Sky. You look very pretty this morning. I know that Harry's got something. What did you get, Harry?
A size-tech steering wheel.
A size-tech steering wheel. Do you know what a size-tech steering wheel is? Tell them what it is, Harry.
It's a steering wheel with pedals and a joystick.
steering wheel with pedals and a joystick. Now, when he told me that earlier on this morning, I thought it was an F1 motor racing car. But that was pretty stupid thinking like that, wasn't it? What's it? What is it, Harry?
It's a farm simulator steering wheel.
A farm simulator steering wheel. Jack, what did you get?
A drone.
He got a drone. Well, Rodney and I were talking at the front, and he said he got a drone, and Rodney said he's going to deliver parcels. Anybody else get anything? You haven't opened yours yet. Anybody here? Evie? Did you see Evie this morning, by the way? Did you see the choir stand up with all their pieces of paper, and they read all this music, and they sing songs. The musicians have paper over there. What does Evie do? She brings up her phone. Very cool. What did you get for Santa?
A laptop.
A laptop. Well, let's see it. Come on, hurry up. And I've got a bag with it as well. What sort of a laptop? I hope it's a good one. I hope it's an iPhone. And it's only a PC, for goodness sake. It's an HP. Let's open it up. Has it got a screen? She doesn't know how to open it yet. There it is there. Very nice, isn't it? Do you want a laptop, Bethany? Well done. Ben, what did you get? A new computer. You didn't get a laptop, you got a computer. What sort? A gaming computer. What make? It doesn't matter, you got a gaming computer. Dear, oh dear. What did you get, John?
Nothing.
Nothing? You just wore that silly jumper?
That's it.
Okay. It's good to get presents, isn't it? We'll get this fixed on again. Has everybody else sort of got presents? What did you get, Rodney?
Jumper.
Is that a jumper? Is that all you could get of me? Wasn't from you. Who's it from? Oh, from Julie. Ah, my eldest daughter. Ah. So I can get this work now. We've all got presents, did we? We all got a present. We're expecting a present at least. We're expecting a present. But the word present, that word present means now. You with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? It means now. When we talk about presents, we actually mean a gift. We're getting gifts. But the question, what I want to show you is that in the Bible, the word gift is mentioned 66 times. In the Bible alone. That's one for every book of the Bible. Now, there's not one in every book of the Bible, but it's an average of one every book in the Bible. What is a gift? Does anybody want to volunteer what a gift is? What is a gift? Something for nothing. Well, that sounds like a mercenary speaking. Well, I'll put it a better way. It's giving something without expecting anything back. Giving something without expecting anything back. It could be a large gift. It could be a gift so big that you can't see the person behind it. It could be a little gift. Now, ladies, young ladies like little gifts. Especially when it come little sparkly things on them. It could be a big gift. It could be a little gift. It could be a happy birthday gift. Anybody's birthday lately? No? This is a terrible church. I'm going back to Bridgenorth. It could be a thank you gift. It could be a gift, just a simple bunch of flowers that say, I was thinking about you. It could be a bunch of flowers that says, cheer up. And if it's from a man, it's from a husband, you know, it's an I'm sorry gift. It could be a fun gift, just something simple. You saw it in a shop somewhere and you thought, I know who that reminds me of. And you buy this silly little gift and you give it, but you don't expect anything back. But you ever notice that when you get a gift, no matter where you get a gift, no matter what size it is, no matter what it looks like, you always smile. There's always smiles when you get a gift or when you give a gift. There's always a smile. And today, of course, today is the greatest day for giving gifts. Thousands, millions of people all over the world are giving and receiving gifts today. But of course, we're here this morning, and Joyce got his bow and arrow, and Lily got her, what was it Lily got, Julie? Sky. Got a computer and a laptop and the rest of, and a steering wheel and a drone. And the rest of you just have to wait till you go home to find out what you got. But this is the great day for giving gifts and receiving gifts. But that's not what it's about. We all know that's not what it's about. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9 says, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift." Read it earlier on this morning. I've already said it a few times. And I'm so excited in my own heart that God give us this indescribable gift. Do you know how we know? Because in John chapter 3 verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." That word "so," do you know what that word "so" means? There was a little girl come into her daddy and she said, "Daddy, I love you." And daddy said, "Do you, sweetheart? Do you love me that much?" And she said, "No, daddy, I love you more than that." "Do you love me that much?" "Ah, daddy, I love you more than that." "Well, do you love me that much?" Daddy, I love you so much." She couldn't even explain how much she loved her daddy. For God so loved the world. Even the Bible can't explain the love God has for you and me. Isn't that amazing? What a gift. God gave His only begotten Son. What an amazing gift. God the Creator gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in Him, whoever prays, doesn't say whoever goes to church, it doesn't say whoever does their penance, it says whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. And there's another indescribable gift, eternal life. We really don't know what it means, but it means so much more than what we have now. We can't explain it, we can't understand it, but my goodness, it's great to have it. And one day the Lord will return, and when He returns, He will take us home, and He'll take us home and we will have this eternal life if we're believing. But the question you see is, have you received God's gift? Have you received this eternal life? Those who have received it know we've received it. We know in our heart God gave us His Son. We trusted Jesus Christ the Savior. And now we know that one day we will go to heaven. Because God so much loved me. What about you? Each one of us here this morning who are born again by the Spirit of God can go home this afternoon. Even just as we sit down to lunch, we can take just a couple of seconds to say, "Thank you, God, for your so indescribable gift." Tea time. Just before we sit down to the turkey sandwich or the turkey curry or whatever you're going to have, thank you, God, for your indescribable gift. Before you go to bed, even if you're lying in bed, the last thing you say tonight should be, "Thank you, God, for your indescribable gift." If you haven't got it, you can have it this morning. Right where you're sitting, you can receive this gift. God so loved those who believe. And you can trust Christ this morning here in your seat. And what a wonderful gift that would be. Christmas 2017. Receive from God a gift of eternal life. What an amazing Christmas that would be. But today, let's truly rejoice and truly thank God for His indescribable gift. So loved the world, can't even explain it.